Father, we bless you this morning. We exalt you. You are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace, O God. We worship you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. We bless your name, O Lord. We honor you. We bow before you. We say you are God and you are not a man. Thank you, righteous Father. We honor you. We worship you. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace, O Lord. We say you are good and you are kind. Father, we honor you. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. We worship you, Lord Jesus, for you are great, O Lord. Thank you, Father, for who is like unto thee? Who can we compare unto you? There is no one. We give you honor. And this morning, we are before you. O Lord, we ask that you bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, the 11th of August, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy, for his grace, for his love over your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning this day and this week, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. This week, I declare by the word of the Lord that the Lord crowned this week with his goodness for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my path is filled with the goodness of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the fatness of the Lord drip upon me. His fatness drip upon the dryness in this week. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare therefore that my week, my day is fruitful and I rejoice in him. In the name of Jesus, I declare that this day and this week is clothed with the mercy and the favor of God for me. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare that my day is blessed. My week is blessed beyond the imaginations of men. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the light of God shine upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare I am not trapped in the darkness of this season. For the scripture says darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But as for me, the Lord will arise upon me and his glory shall be seen upon me. Therefore, I shine forth. I show forth and I bring forth the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my seat is not in the corners of death, it's not in the corners of infirmity, it's not in the corners of sickness, it's not in the corners of darkness. In the name of Jesus, but I am seated with my Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. In the name of Jesus, I declare I become a wonder of blessing to the world around me. In the name of Jesus, as I walk in obedience, I declare I walk in alignment of the will of God for my life. I walk in alignment of his will for me this week. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the grace of God is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, his grace is sufficient for me as I go this day, this week. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord greet me with strength. In the name of Jesus, the Lord makes my way perfect before him this day, this week. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord God makes my feet like the his feet. My God grants me speed and accuracy in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God set me on my high places in the name of Jesus. The Lord set my feet on my high places and I walk upon them. For he has anointed me with the oil of gladness, with the oil of grace, and with the oil of favor in the name of Jesus. It is the Lord that teaches my hand to war. The bow of steel is broken by before me. It is the Lord that teaches my hand to walk so that the attack of the enemy is sent back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day, the Lord cover me today with his shield of salvation. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord that the Lord uphold me today with his hand of grace, with his hand of favor, and with his hand of righteousness. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord God enlarge my steps under me so that my feet will not slip. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare by the word of the Lord God that justifies me is with me. Who will stand against me? Who will war against me? Oh, behold, they will wax old as garments and the moth will eat them up. I declare that the Lord establish me in his goodness in the name of Jesus. The Lord establish me in glorious things in the name of Jesus. I declare this week that no evil will befall me in the name of Jesus. I am blessed of the Lord. My place no man will steal. My portion no man will take in the name of Jesus. I am blessed of the Lord. I am graced by the Lord in the name of Jesus. The light of God shine upon me in the name of Jesus. This week, I walk in alignment to his word. I walk in alignment to his will for me. I declare that I have come in the volume of books that is written concerning me to do thy will, O God. I cancel with the blood of Jesus every language of infirmity, every prepared evil in this week, every prepared infirmity, prepared accident. I cancel you with the blood of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. I want us to pray on the prayer request that we have received and that we have been praying on in the last few days. We've been praying for three set of people. We are receiving testimony concerning them, but I still want us to keep them in prayer. Pray for them. And if you want us to include you in our prayer request, I want you to send the prayer request. The number is with you. The email address is with you. You can send in your prayer request and we'll pray with you as well every morning, presenting it before God that the Lord will arise and answer you. Father, this morning, on the request that has been sent, O Lord, we pray for these three brethren that your hand of healing will remain upon them in the name of Jesus. Father, you will perfect their healing in the name of Jesus. You will perfect their healing in the name of Jesus. I declare unto your body, hear the word of the Lord. You belong to God. You are the temple of the Lord. There is no space for infirmity in you. I lay the hand of Jesus upon you where you are presently, and I declare that you will arise and you will begin to walk in the name of Jesus. The Lord strengthen your bone. The Lord strengthen your body in the name of Jesus. Every cell in your body that needs to be regenerated, they are regenerated. That which needs to be replaced is replaced in the name of Jesus. I declare unto every function in your body, that which has refused to function, I speak the life of Christ to them in the name of Jesus. Receive life in the name of Jesus. I declare you come back to life. Your days are renewed in the name of Jesus. Your days are renewed like the days of your youth in the name of Jesus. Oh, I lay the hand of the Lord Jesus upon you. You are healed. For the Lord Jesus has carried your grief. He has carried your sorrow. The Lord has been beaten for your peace. The stripes that is laid upon him guarantees your healing. You are delivered, you are healed, you are set free. Language of infirmity around you is cancelled in the name of Jesus. The volume of books that is written concerning you has no sickness, infirmity in it, but you will fulfill your days in blessing and in peace in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Today is Monday. Like we do, we declare the blessings of the Lord, the blessing that the Lord has declared upon us for the month, and that is in the book of Psalm 28 verse 7 and 8. The blessings that he has declared upon us for the month of August. Psalm 28 verse 7 and 8. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is my strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. I want you to read this passage so much until it becomes part of your spirit, until it becomes part of the word that you speak every day. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him. I am helped because the Lord is my strength, he is my shield, and I trust him so much, and I know that I am helped of the Lord. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength. The Lord is your strength. The Lord is my strength. And he is the saving strength of his anointed. You are the anointed of the Lord. The scripture says concerning you that anytime you are going from one place to the other, though still small in the eyes of people, but great in the eyes of the Lord. From one nation to another nation, from one kingdom to another kingdom, The Lord has laid his grace, not that he is laying, he had already laid his grace upon you, and he declared unto them. The scripture says, he suffer no man to do them evil. He reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. He has given a saving strength unto those that he has anointed. You are the anointed of the Lord. He has given you a saving strength. I declare this word of the Lord upon you as you go today, standing on the scripture, Psalm 28, verse 7 to 8. The Lord arise for your sake and fight for you this week in the name of Jesus. This month of August, the Lord fight for you in the name of Jesus. As you trust in the Lord, the Lord send help that is beyond your imagination to you. In the name of Jesus, I declare upon you this week, you are helped of the Lord. Once again, you are greatly favored and helped of the Lord by the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare over your life that in the name of Jesus, the Lord grant you victory ahead of any confrontation. You already have victory, for he has said that we are more than conquerors. The Lord has made you a conqueror even before the battle set in the name of Jesus. You will always stand on the victory of Christ Jesus given to you in the name of Jesus. The battle of this week is already won for you. You are victorious already in the name of Jesus. I declare that the Lord strengthen you from his presence. The Lord release strength unto you from his presence in the name of Jesus. The Lord shield you with his favor and with mercy in the name of Jesus. I declare that in the name of Jesus, the grace of God is made evident upon your life this week in the name of Jesus. People around you will testify to the goodness of the Lord upon your life. They will testify to the grace of God that is upon you. They will testify of his blessing. They will testify of his grace upon your life in the name of Jesus. As you put your trust in him, you will not be put to shame. You will not be disgraced in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord and I say concerning you, because you are God's anointed, gathering that is not of God against you is scattered for your sake. In the name of Jesus, coming together, plottings that is not of God concerning you, they are scattered in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare by the word of the Lord that every congregation of evil gathering concerning you is scattered in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I declare it that their gathering, their coming together is cursed, their way is darkened, and the angel of the Lord will pursue them in the name of Jesus. Oh, beloved, rejoice in the Lord, for the Lord is your strength, the Lord is your salvation, the Lord is your shield. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord release unusual strength unto you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you access unimaginable blessing in the name of Jesus. The Lord will send help for you from all sides, from all corner of the world in the name of Jesus. For it is the Lord who command your help. It is the Lord who commands your blessing. Your help is unstoppable and your help is unlimited in the name of Jesus. This word of the Lord is established in your life, is confirmed by his blood in the name of Jesus. The Lord confirm his word in your life by the signs that follow. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want you to listen to this announcement. Like I've been saying it, that the flyer is out for our program. The program for our program is going to come up on the 28th of August at exactly 12 noon. If you are coming from out of town and you want us to make arrangements for you, you can reach out to us through our email or you can call us on 080-6079-6317 or 070-86-600-186. I call it again, 070-86-600-186. You can reach out to us, make provision for you so as to be able to attend the program. I say again, the program is on the 28th of August 2025, 12 noon. We are starting at exactly 12 noon. And the venue of the program, if you live in the city of Ibadan, it's a place that is convenient to get to. It's at Oluwadamilare Garden. It's exactly beside National Open University before you get to WAEC Junction. That is on Sango Eleyele Road in Ibadan. The Lord bless you as you prepare to come is going to be a great program. The Lord has promised to show himself strong. He has promised to release his great blessing upon us, to give unto us revelation and direction for our life and destiny. As you prepare, the blessings of the Lord be upon you in the name of Jesus. Beloved, we covet your prayer and we covet your support for this program. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Let me also remind you of the coming of the Lord Jesus. Our Lord and Master is coming very soon. Prepare yourself for his coming. Be a light unto others to come into his kingdom. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and have a blessed week.